During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Nathaniel Gillis.
According to the data, we're looking at consciousness, their consciousness possessing bodies. So they take the fetus and they possess it as their own. This is why I call them the molters, right? You can have one consciousness possessing five different bodies. We call it possession. Mm-hmm. We just didn't know what it was. It was a way of self-replicating. Mm-hmm. And we've seen this phenomenon occur over and over again. Betty Andreas Luca was abducted, and she asked them a loaded question. Thank God. She asked them, what are all of these grays that I see walking around? And one of the entities looked at her and said, well, these are the fetuses that we're taking out of women. Why? Right? It's again, they're taking babies and they're possessing them. Now this gets into, again, it's high magic. High magic, like the darkest magic, worse than Crowley and Parsons, worse than LaVey. These guys are actors compared to these entities. When you get into what's called the Red Rite, it starts to get clearer. The Red Rite was a ritual of high magic performed by sorcerers. What they would do is when their body was disintegrating and deteriorating, they would go out and create a relationship with a woman. Hello, incubi. Hello, UFO abduction phenomenon. And then they would inseminate her with a fetus. Hello, missing fetus syndrome. And then they would leave their body and possess that fetus as a new vessel. And they would host that skin. That's why my second book is called The Skin That Crawls. They would host that as a second self, as a social skin. Now they have something to possess, and they possess it with their consciousness. That's what I believe this is all about. That's what all of this is about. That's why we can have entities, especially in UFOs, where they're almost possessed by the same consciousness, where you kill one, but you really don't kill the consciousness. You just kill the body. That's what we're dealing with in my research.
Has there been cases that you've looked at where, okay, baby is born, woman claims to have never had sex, and you know, child grows up and is a living human being, but you believe, or someone believes, that this child was, you know, the product of something dark, something demonic that impregnated the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally Rosemary's Baby is what we're talking about.
Yeah, a more sinister version, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, even as early as the late Iron Age, we have case studies of women being impregnated and consciousness stepping into that fetus and then giving birth to it. And so usually what was happening again with the Red Right is we were having people who being post-mortem were being re-embodied and reborn amongst us. It's like General Patton, right? General Patton, this is fascinating stuff, man. General Patton is looking in Egypt. And he says, there's a road in Egypt that we got to use during this war. And they said, how do you know? He said, because I helped build it. What? This gets back into the legend and lore of Nephilim, Rephaim, and who these heroes of antiquity were. Again, it's we're dealing with people who've lived many lives, and they're just looking to self-replicate and be embodied again. Now, if we're getting into children and fatherhood, I think that I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Apocryphon of John. Okay. It's a Coptic manuscript preserved by Egyptian monks. It gives us insight into their pathology and their sexual pathology, essentially. But it talks about how these women were being visited by entities that would descend down upon them at nighttime and stare into their eyes while inseminating them with a fetus. And then later on, just like the missing fetus syndrome, they would return and they would do it over again. They would stare into their eyes and they would take the child. Now, we would know that in demonology as Lamishtu or Lamashtu. The sad thing is these texts talk about the victimology and how it was so dark that these pregnant women would go to bed and they would create a second face. I mean, it was bad. And they would dangle that around their neck as a necklace, hoping that while they're sleeping and they're pregnant, that if these beings would descend down upon them as they were in their slumber, that the beings would look into the wrong face. Whereas the next day, they still have their child.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we're dealing with, it's far more sinister. It's more alien than alien and more demonic than demons. It's that entity that hovers in the corner of the room that wants us to believe it's either a demon or an alien. But truthfully, it's something other. And it's pretty terrifying.
Is this something that one or some individual would actually seek out to be part of to gain
yes.
power or things of that nature? Because, I mean, it's very dark, deep level shit we're talking about here. But is this something, I mean, we're talking earlier as asking, you know, has there been children born of this sort of occurrence? And then what do they do in life? Are there people in power today that were born of this or something like
yes.
that? Because sometimes you wonder, how could one be so twisted or crazy or evil? And then, well, maybe this explains a little bit more of that.
100%. So these beings first possess statues. This gets into idolatry in biblical antiquity. This is why Yahweh said, I'll never have an image of myself. Why? Because these beings would take an image of him. And they would tell you, I'm Yahweh. But going deeper here, if I can. Yeah, we're dealing with apparitions that want a body that looks like their apparition. Now, this is a behavioral pattern that I first noticed in the Apocryphon of John. When these beings were staring into the eyes of women, they were performing what's called an obstetric tradition. It comes out of straight out of Mesopotamia. They believed that whatever image the woman was focused upon at the moment of insemination, this is important, she will birth the material image of that. And so the Apocryphon of John, it's a classic incubi case, it said these beings were manifesting to women in the images of their husbands. And so while they're, doing the act, this woman's thinking that it's with her husband. It's not. It's with an entity. And at the moment of insemination, it would reverse its apparition to what it really looked like, right? And then she would birth the material image of the apparition that she encountered. And so now we have a father and a son, right? You have an apparition, but you have a body that looks like the apparition that fathered it. This is wild stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, we're looking at a self-replication program, the mortal portal of wounds and words. Now, he asked a very important question. Are there people who are seeking these entities? Absolutely. Right now, we have Travis Taylor out there in the middle of New Mexico, you know, trying to conjure information from these entities. It's dangerous. It's so dangerous because, again, they'll feed into our belief system until they want something from us. And then when that time comes, we have no control over it. We cannot shut the door. That's what really disturbs me.
Just how little control we have over these things of they'll do what they want to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And look at the implications of their capabilities. Mm-hmm. Betty Luca was told by them that her children were going to die, and they did. Betty Luca had a cat that died, and she buried it. The next day, it started walking up her driveway. Okay, these beings have the ability to materialize. We had one paper written by a church father that said that these beings have the ability to coagulate moisture in the air. To take small particles out of the air and materializing it. This is way deeper than, you know, than going in there and saying three prayers in a haunted house and leaving. No. And we've got to understand that. We do not know what we're messing with. And they have all of the power. Matter of fact, Jack Parsons, one of the fathers of our rocketry programs, he encountered these entities, and he put it in his diary that he 100% believed that when he dies, they're going to harvest his soul. What?
Wow.
This is a whole other dimension of thought. Can I call you Tony, man? I feel bad calling you Tony because I know we just met. But
it's fine.
Dude, so yeah, this gets back into soul hunting. Let me throw this at you real quick. This is going to blow your mind because I think people miss it. Nobody ever talks about it. But these entities have the ability to pull you out of yourself to where you become self-seeing, where you are out of your body and you're looking at your body. What? We had Betty Luca and her husband were sleeping in the middle of the night, and Bob Luca, her husband, feels something moving in the bed. His eyes adjust to the darkness as the apparition of his beloved is pulled out of her body and she's taken. What are we dealing with here, my friend? What are we dealing with?
Someone who is under, let's go back to the someone who was born of this. Yeah. Are they aware that they are, you know, half? Yes. You know, half demon thing, or do they just kind of go live life and they end up doing what they do, but they're not fully understanding of how this happened or who they are, or is there something more conscious about that as they live out their life?
Well, I think there are two different hybridization programs occurring at the same time, and they've told us such. One individual was told that you're an experiencer. And we're going to experience your life through your eyes. What? Where the individual is living their life. Mm-hmm. And at any point these beings want to, they can step in and look through their eyes as a hybrid. The second hybridization program occurs when you have people of extreme power, extreme wealth and influence, who share the same resemblance, right, of their bloodline. Mm-hmm. How did they get to where they are? Why are these families still in power after thousands and thousands of years? Again, they're playing by different rules. You know, they live in a different world, and that's what the whole story of antiquity was about, with the Nephilim, men of renown, where they're reborn amongst us, and they use their knowledge against us. So there are two different hybridization programs occurring at the same time. But what's most alarming to me, again, is that people are thinking that these are alien. I'm going to dive into that. Can I dive into that real quick?
Sure.
If we have time?
Yep.
All right. So there was a group called the Collins Elite. They were they worked for the Pentagon, and they were physicists originally. And yes, they did have a Christian bent to them. I'll admit that. However, they were financed, and they went to research the alien hypothesis through the lens of you know, religious fundamentalism. Mm-hmm. Well, they went to this one individual whose name was Paul Garrett. He was just a painter, but he was an experiencer. And Paul Garrett suffered a near-death experience. This gets back to when I told everybody here that I think they're in the afterlife, or what we would call the afterlife. But he suffered a horrific car accident. He left his body, and now he's having a near-death experience. And he said he's looking around, and he sees these pulsating metallic UFOs hovering over people. And he said suddenly a small ball of light, we would call them orbs, a ball of light flew out of the body and into the ship itself. And so the Collins elite began to hypothesize that there are entities that have the ability to pull the soul out of the body and harvest consciousness. Even deeper, they talked to a lady named Judy Doherty, who was a teenager, about 18, 19. She was driving on a dirt road, and she sees a UFO hovering overhead, and she gets out of the car, and instantly she looks up at the UFO, and instantaneously, like that, now she's in the UFO looking down at her body. She's in two places at once, by location, triggered by these entities. So whatever we're dealing with, it's way darker, way deeper, and more sinister. Matter of fact, the same group of people, the Collins elite, went to a witch named Sybil Leake. Sybil Leake was a contemporary to Aleister Crowley. She knew Crowley back when she lived in London. And they asked her one day, they were sipping tea at her dinner table. And this is so fascinating. Imagine a bunch of physicists, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. A bunch of pens in their pockets. They're asking these questions. They asked her, they said, can you channel the beings that Aleister Crowley encountered? She said, I'll try. They said, okay, so fine. She goes into a trance, and all the candles that she lit on the table go out, boom. And suddenly, through her voice, her body, comes a male voice, a male entity. And they ask the entity, are you an extraterrestrial? And the entity started laughing at them and said, you fools, we are not extraterrestrial. That's just our newest deception. When she came out of the trance, it unnerved her because she had been used in prior seances by these beings. But that was the first time that these beings told her too. I'm not who you think I am.
Yeah.
So again, the most important aspect of my research is we've got to pull the mask off and throw it to the side. Let's look at the pathology, the sexual pathology, because they're playing by different rules here. And, you know, we've got to understand what they're doing.
Yeah, very, very fascinating. And it kind of, you know, you've obviously just opened up more questions than answers, which always happens. But on a whole different level on this one today, of just how deep and dark some of this stuff can get. And, yeah, it takes a lot to kind of understand it. It's almost like looking at a family tree or something. And this goes far deeper than I expected it to. My goodness. Mm-hmm. So is there anything that people can do to protect themselves from these things, or is it just you're kind of at you know, good luck out there in life, and maybe these things will affect you, or maybe they won't?
Well, their victimology, and I don't, you know, I'm still lost in it. You know, mm-hmm. they'll pluck a person out of a crowd, and they'll ignore somebody else. We have cases where people will go into a haunted house and never experience it at all.
Yeah.
And then you'll have a little kid that goes in there and, you know, they got PTSD for the rest of their life. But as far as their rules, the only thing, and I get this from Dr. Barry Fitzgerald and Steve Mira, and I've also found my own cases throughout history. iron is something that concerns them. They don't like it. So even with Lamashtu in the late Iron Age, they were putting iron around their necks because they at least learned that the phenomenon doesn't like that. What we're also dealing with is what I call the temptation of belief. Oh, this is getting good. All right, temptation of belief. It's not just that these beings are manifesting two women in the images of former lovers. That individual has to believe, right, that is a former lover. I had a case of a lady in India who she had only been with, I think, 7 or 8 men. And the entity, according to her, had manifested to her in the image of every man she's been with, all 8 men. And so what occurs quite often is that individual has to believe that in that entity is who it is appearing as, right? Mm-hmm. Where, you know, it's not just in an entity. No, that's my boyfriend, or that's my husband, or that's my girlfriend. That temptation of belief, it's almost a form of manufactured consent. I did a show years ago now, probably about 2 years ago, where a lady had called in because she followed my work. It was like, you know, I really got to talk to you about this. I said, okay, tell me what happened. She said, the other night, my husband appeared to me at the side of the bed, and we had, a relation right there. I don't want to get too, sure, you know, off color there, buddy. But she said, and afterwards, he moved back to the side of the bed. He looked at me, and she said, that's when I realized for the first time in the last hour that wasn't my husband at all. God help us, Tony. God help us, man.
It wasn't her husband. So did
no?
Like, was he taken over by it, or was this physically something else that was there?
Completely something else. And she said it looked at her, it turned its head and grinned. And she said that's when she noticed that some facial features, they were not consistent. They were, you know, the entity wanted to be as consistent. It wanted to appear as much like her husband as possible, but there were certain holes in the manifestation. And she said that's when she realized that her husband had been asleep next to her the entire time. And then that entity turned into a black smoke and flew out into the hallway. This gets back to the Apocrypha of John, right? It says they took on the image of their mates and then inseminated them. Now, this gets even deeper and darker than I think people are prepared to even understand. Dr. Colin Turner had a case study, and this is why we got to get into guides, how not all kites are kites. Ted Rice was a psychic. And Ted Rice was working with people for 25 years, healing them, helping them, giving them words and, you know, bits of prophecy. Well, one night he is abducted along with his grandmother. And in this abduction account, one of these beings tried to mate with his grandmother. His grandmother looks at them, and again, we're getting into the sexual pathology here, mm-hmm, looks at them and says, I've only known one man, and that's my late husband. He's been dead for 11 years. Now, out of the shadows emerges, guess who?
Oh, my God.
Her husband.
Yeah.
What are we dealing with here? God help us, man. Because if they have the knowledge of apparitions, right? Literally, where the individual is wearing what they died in. If they have the knowledge of apparitions and they can step into those roles, then now what we have to do as researchers is we have to expand our intelligence into wanting to know whether or not near-death experiences are actually near-death experiences, or are they also controlled, right, by these entities? Where we're thinking we're meeting Aunt Edna, right? Mm-hmm. We're not. It's a controlled matrix. It's a manufactured environment to where they're, again, they're playing by different rules. So we got to figure this stuff out because, again, it's deeper and darker than what we're prepared to realize. And the paranormal field has to catch up. We got people out there wanting to be famous, you know, yeah, and all this stuff. And these beings don't care. They don't care. They'll let you be famous just as long as you don't break the veil and pierce the darkness that they exist in. Yep. And I'll shut up, man.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Nathaniel. A big thank you to him for sharing his thoughts on today's program. And thank you to you for supporting us and keeping us on the air. We would not exist without you. Until next time, for all of us at The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.